This is called Mama's Road. My mama was a junkie. My daddy, he was too. My mama went with needles, but dad chose 100 proof. Daddy, he was a coward. He said the needles scared him so, but it was only 2 blocks south, down to the corner liquor store. Open 9 till 9, and open 6 days of the week, where you could stand in line with the mayor and the preacher from the church right down the street. You could talk and catch up, talk about your children and such, while you buy your drugs. Now my mama's road was darker, down to the places where she'd score. Down dim-lit alleys populated by pushers, pimps, and whores, with everybody selling something. But my mama had her needs, so when she had no money, she learned to get down on her knees, sell it to that greasy businessman who was always raising hell about his wife and things she wanted, or putting food on his family's shelves. But he never seemed to mind that $30 that he paid my mama to satisfy himself. By the time I was 11, I was mostly on my own, for my mama started drinking noon each day. She was drunk and he got home. I always made our dinner. I'd take him a plate he'd rarely eat. It just sat on the old end table as he stared at the TV screen. And he would babble about my mama while liquor did him in. He would talk about that day they met when they were just 2 naive kids. And then his voice would crack. Tears would roll down his cheeks till he found that peaceful sleep. My mama was a ghost inside our house, long before the day she died. So when it finally happened, neither daddy nor I could cry, for we had mourned her for so many years. As we watched her slip away, It's like the weight of the world fell off our shoulders when the news came down that day. We buried her in that graveyard of a church we'd never been in. The preacher talked about my mama like she was some kind of longtime friend. He talked about forgiveness, how Jesus loves us all the same. He mispronounced her name. My mama was a junkie. My daddy, he was too.
Yeah, baby.
All right, you can play your sad one now.
That's dark. Oh, thank you
Shauna.
And I dropped my pick. Ooh, look at the sustainable straw. Thank you so much.
We call that triple translucent pail around here.
And it's gotten to the point I go out and I have a beer and a shot of tequila. I'm like so drunk.
Oh, the tide has turned, hasn't it?
I have a new boss. She's 2 months old.
Yeah. She's going to go home tonight and say, hey, Evan, let's make another baby.
That's right.
That's what happens when you do that. You know,
I think it's going to take me a little bit longer to forget.
Yeah.
I don't want any Irish twins.
When your husband is as sexy as Evan Martin, it makes it real easy.
It's hard to resist. Family of 12, coming right up. All right, well, I'm gonna do my hooker song since Kevin did his. Mine isn't really as sad, I have to say.